May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The beginning of the service, I did mention that today is indeed a special day, the first Sunday of Advent. It is the day that we begin a new liturgical year. And as I said in the beginning, it is rightful so to greet each other by saying, Happy New Year. So, Happy New Year. Well, I'm also very well aware, at least for myself, that these words, Happy New Year, when I hear them, what comes to mind is a historic gong of the Big Ben, the beautiful display of fireworks that we all have come to enjoy and to love, and the singing of that wonderful song that we usually sing, Auld Lang Syne. Well, actually, when I first heard this song, I did hear what I heard them saying was they were saying Auld Lasagna. So I was quite wondering, why are we singing about Auld Lasagna? It's a new year, but there we are, that's just me. Well, for the celebrations today, I cannot promise you colorful fireworks, nor even an Auld Lasagna for that matter. But I can promise you that in the next few weeks, we'll be lighting some very colorful and beautiful candles each and every Sunday. Then on that beautiful day at Christmas, we will be lighting the white candle right in the middle. We will also be singing beautiful Advent carols. O come, Emmanuel, come thou long expected Jesus, and many more in these coming weeks. But what is this season that we do call Advent? What is Advent all about? Quite a number of things, of course, and if I was to ask, probably randomly, someone will say, well, a calendar. Someone might say, chocolate. And so many other things people would want to say. But what is Advent really all about? A lot of things, but I just want to highlight three things this beautiful morning. And the first one is, it is a time of joyful preparation. The formulators of the church liturgical year, in their brilliant wisdom, formulated the church calendar in such a way that just before any major Christian event, there is a period of preparation. Before Christmas, which is one of the major Christian events, we do have the season of Advent, a time to prepare for Christmas. Just before the season of Easter, to remember the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, there is that period of Lent. And of course, as we prepare to receive the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, there are those days of preparation just between the ascension of Christ and Pentecost, a time that the Church of England has continued to refer to them as a period of praying, Thy kingdom come. A period of preparation. Advent for Christmas, Lent for Easter, Thy kingdom come for Pentecost. It is a wonderful time for us to sit back and prepare for that which is to come. Our gospel reading this beautiful morning uses very strong words. Jesus saying to his disciples, be on guard, be alert, be ready for that which is to come. The prophet Jeremiah, from our reading this morning, calls this day the day of the fulfillment of the promise. And he continues in his prophecy to say that in those days and at that particular time, I, that is the Lord, will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute the land with justice. It's preparation for a time that is to come. Of course, Jeremiah is prophesying at a time that is very difficult in their nation. A time of his prophecy, his nation is in what we refer to as the second exile. First exile, they were in Egypt in slavery, like pharaohs. And then at this particular time, nation after nation, the Assyrians and the Babylonians are coming to invade their nation. So it is a time of great darkness, a time of great turmoil, a time that is indeed very difficult for this, their nation. This, their nation, did have a brief spell when they were able to experience theocracy, the governing of God as their king, just after coming from Egypt. They were able to experience self-governance through Saul, David, Solomon, and all their ancestors. So they had an idea and a taste of the fulfillment of God's promise of the promised land. But soon after, things changed, and indeed, darkness befell their nations once again, as nation upon nation came to take them into captivity. So Jeremiah is not prophesying or speaking at a time where it is all beautiful and amazing. Jeremiah is prophesying at a time where his nation is indeed under bondage and captivity. And he's saying to the people that a time is coming when indeed that time we heard under David will be back. And of course, it's a call for preparation for them to prepare themselves for that time, the day of the fulfillment of the Lord. Preparation and Advent is a season in its own right. And how we prepare ourselves in this season significantly impacts the way that we live once what we are waiting for arrives. I do know that, you know, because of commercialization and all these things, you know, Advent and Christmas, you know, has become quite blurred quite a lot. And, you know, Advent is not given its rightful place as a season in itself. I myself, personally, am a great advocate of Advent being a season in itself. Let's not rush so much into Christmas. Let us take time to prepare, because our preparation will indeed significantly impact how we receive this child who is to be born, Jesus Christ. I do enjoy performing arts, and I do enjoy the theater, and I do enjoy going to the theater once in a while. And one of the things that I usually do at the theater sometimes is they put up what they call curtain raiser events, just mini performances just before the main event. I will suggest that sometimes it is quite interesting if we mistake the curtain raiser for the main event. Advent is a time of preparation. Because you see, what the curtain raiser does is indeed to be able to tune our senses, to prepare ourselves, to create an atmosphere where when the main act comes on stage, the whole of the audience is prepared to receive the performance. That is what Advent is all about. Us preparing ourselves for the coming of this beautiful, wonderful child, Jesus Christ. Advent is not Christmas. But how do we prepare then? Because preparation can take many forms. And I do know it might be true probably in, yeah, for most of us here, but I do know that up and down the country, quite a lot of dining tables might be full of Christmas cards, half written, being written, trying to sort out addresses and all those kind of things as we prepare to send out our Christmas cards. Our freezers might be getting, you know, quite full and full with Christmas pudding, or, you know, maybe last Sunday, as Andy was reminding us, we were very busy starring, preparing for Christmas. But how then do we prepare for the coming of Jesus? How do we prepare our hearts to receive this child, Jesus? There are quite a number of devotions out there that help us to prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ. For us here at St. Paul's and St. Stephen's, we will be running a Bible study every Thursday after the Holy Communion service. And we will be looking at the last four things, that is death, judgment, hell, and heaven, as we prepare ourselves for the coming of Jesus Christ. Mentioned Advent calendars. There are quite a number of Advent calendars out there that are devotional. There are quite a number of activities that are out there. I have also seen a calendar of people every day offering to put something in a basket so that at Christmas they will be giving out a hamper to someone. Acts of service, preparing ourselves to receive Jesus Christ. Well, secondly, it is a season of hopeful expectation. Preparation and also secondly, hopeful expectation. As I mentioned, the listeners of Jeremiah must have been filled with great hope. Of course, they were in this dark period, but hope that the darkness that they were in, the darkness of captivity and injustice, will be overcome by the coming of this branch of David. And that they will be able to once again live in safety and in salvation. And that is the same hope that we have today, that a light is indeed coming, a light that no one can be able to put off. One who has a name that is above every other name is coming. One whose name is Emmanuel, God together with us. He will never leave us nor forsake him. His name is Jesus. It is a season that we look forward with hope for the coming of Christ, who shall bring salvation not only to our troubled world, but also into our personal lives. And thirdly, it is a season of expectant waiting. It is a time that we wait. And I do know this word wait in our common world, in our current world today, the modern world might not seem very positive. You know, phrases like they kept me waiting, I had to wait in line. You know, it took me forever to get to the front of the queue. And of course, with service providers and everyone trying to bring down waiting times, tend to affirm this view that waiting is not that really important and really valued. But in the context of Advent, it is the former Archbishop of Canterbury, Rowan Williams, who put it quite beautifully. And he said, waiting seems negative, waiting seems passive and exciting. The boring bit before we get to the exciting bit. So if there is a period of waiting before Christmas, what do we do? Well, this is what you do, he says. We pad it out with a daily chocolate to make us sure that we're not feeling as miserable. But in Advent, we wait, and we wait in two ways. We wait in solidarity with many who are waiting for the coming of their Savior, the Messiah. As those who lived in Jeremiah's time were looking forward to the coming of that branch of David that will indeed rule with great justice. We reflect on the promises made to the patriarchs, the prophecies prophesied by the prophets, and the fulfillment of all these prophecies in the person of Jesus Christ. But there is another waiting that we do in the season of Advent. We await the second coming of Jesus Christ, the one who was caught up in the clouds, the one whom the angels say that just as you have witnessed him being caught up in the clouds, the same way he will come. We are awaiting the fulfillment of that promise that Jesus Christ will come again. And when he comes, he will come to rule with justice and righteousness, to save us from sin, death, and in his coming, we will indeed live forever with him. So this is what Advent is all about: preparation, expectation, and waiting. As I said, I do value Advent as a season in itself, and I do implore us to have this as well. I just want to conclude with a rhyme from A Land Far Away, a land created by C.S. Lewis in the land of Narnia, which I also do enjoy, by the way, but there it is. But there is just a rhyme that he uses that really summarizes all this. It is said, "Wrong will be right when Aslan come in sight. At the sound of his roar, sorrows will be no more. When he bares his teeth, winter meets its death. And when he shakes his mane, we shall have spring again." So this season of Advent, may we be on guard and alert and be ready, not for the coming of Aslan, but for the coming of Christ, our Savior, who in a few days we will be celebrating him born as a baby, but also looking forward when he will come again to be together with us forevermore.